on the top. In Bonu, Inam Yehudim Yisrael, Bayis, Beshabbos, Be'eser, Nachal Achmishal Yikonsubas. This we saw quickly yesterday. That, let's say, B'diyeva, they went ahead, they built Lamais, the Goy, built for Yisrael a house. Nachal Achmishal Yikonsubas, it's Nachal not to live there. Hago, Miu, Im Hisna Yisrael, Im Eni Yehudi, Shaloy Lasa, Islay Malachim Beshabbos. Let's say the Yid told the Goy, Chatrila said, Don't build it on Shabbos. Any Yehudi also about Karchai. And the guy went ahead and did it against what the Baal Bais told him. Lomair lahashlam alachtoi, ain't lachash. So you don't have to worry about it. I'm the Kamam, Simin Tav Kuf Mem Gemara talks about that more. Akabonim. So the Ramah saying Gavaldi Gazach. He's saying that let's say the Yid went ahead, he made up with the guy. Again, he's a contractor, so Mikra then it's kosher. Problem is Marasayan problem. So then, so he told the guy, don't build it on Shabbos. And then the guy went ahead and built it on Shabbos for his own purposes. So now there's no problem. Now there's no problem, and the Gid could go in there and live there because it's in Zokt Mishnah Berurah Be'Isser. Haino Shaya B'Kabbalos B'Zei Chatchom. Again, so when are we talking about the goy? He's on the machab. When is the goy doing a be'isr? When it was contracted, ubeseichatchum. To who? Also, mean rak mishem marazayin. There's no ikar. It's not also mikar din that you're being nene from malacha, the malacha that was done on Shabbos by goy, for that was done for you. That not. But over here we're talking about marazayin. The be'emes said that the nafshei of it. Kana.
The guy did it for him. Meaning he told the guy, don't do it for me. The guy's like, I know what you mean. Okay, you don't want me to do it. Wink, wink, you know. And so he didn't want the guy to do it, right?
But we're saying, well, minute, but we're saying, at the end of the day, he's not for him.
I want to finish his job.
Right.
No,
that's
no, but I'm saying,
exactly.
I'm saying even in a case, let's say, well, you told the guy, you're really serious, that you told the guy, do not do it. And the guy thought he's doing you a favor. Right?
But he's not. Why is he doing a favor?
He's not.
Himself a favor.
No, but I'm saying...
Okay, we're not talking about that.
No, I'm saying even in that case, because he's doing it for, like Rabbi said, he's doing it for himself.
Lema is not the nafshei of it. Cannot. They were doing... is doing it for himself. Avolim hayu schirei yoyim. Oh, but if you were paying him per day, the Medina said, then it's also make our din. Yesh b'zeh ikir min zan adin b'diyeved v'loy nochoin. But that's not stam nochoin. That's a real problem. King cause of Mogen Avraham. B'chei Muchach, Gam King Das Habach, L'inyin Schir Yoim, King cause of Achai Odom, to be Schir Yoim, Osam Dina, B'inyin Zeh, Shehu Muslim, B'Fahesia, and it's a problem that is even B'Fahesia, Loi Loilom, L'chei B'chei Shiyasu. So then he can never be Nana from it, and for others, B'chei Shiyasu means to say they have to wait after Shabbos, the sheer time that it takes to do the Melacha. K'mon L'kamom, B'simon, Shin Chav Hei, Sif Yudal, Ayin Sham. That over there we say that. That's the how long you have to wait if a goy does for a malacha for a yid. Over there we're talking about if he buries him, if he digs him a burial spot. So he's not able to use it forever, and others can't use it b'chdei she'yasu. And over there is b'fahesia. What? Okay. That's where it comes from. It comes from the foundation. Ayin Sham, but it's not Mahesh Bishol. Bishol is where he himself does it. Over here is where is Goy doing it for
himself. So if Goy does the Bishol same thing?
Yeah, I understand. Kabonimitz, the Iker Din of Bishol said by he himself. Yeah. The Ishmael Keelan. There are those who are makel. The Afachai Gavne in the Asa Medina ki im bechdei sheyaso. Vayin lekamam sim shechavhei sif yodalad sham mishnah bura. Which over there he says the Gavali Yechidish. Over there he says that a lot of Achronim argue with Mechaber over there. And they hold that even if he does befarhesia, it's still mutter to use. Why is that? Because he's only talking about specifically about a grave. A grave is a genai to be built, to be buried in a grave, which was dug on Shabbos by an Yehudi for Yisrael. So that's a genai. Masha Inkein, stam a house, that's not a problem. So Mela, I like that. That person's more at home in his grave than his house. But I can find him.
It sounds like saying more uses the mitzvah.
What do you say?
Because a house is temporary.
Yeah.
Grave is permanent.
Why? You don't believe in Mashiach?
Yeah, but, yeah. Yeah, hopefully it'll be soon.
When I'm holding that pair of shoes, like I'm not too.
It doesn't say it'll talk about over here. Over there in Shin Chav Hei, in Sif Yudala, that's where it talks about. That's what Machaber talks about. And over there, he says the Yesh Mekilim are arguing and they hold that specifically by grave and not by other things. So, Mail over here, in regards to bias, then you would be able to move in according to those Achrayna. Then that's when you would say it's also for him forever and for others Bechtei Shiyasu. Specifically in that case.
You would be Machaber.
Right. Yeah, in that case you would be Machaber.
So where would you say in Yesh Mekilim?
In this case, by our case, by bias.
They're both real estate. I had a Chavi, he was a Yosem. He was asking, what does his father do? What is his father in? You know what that is? He said, my father's in real estate.
Yeah. Okay, bye bye. Right, Nachal Achmer. It's Nachal Achmer. Achrayna Kasu, the B'dievet, Yeshus Meich, the Kavlanus, Adas, and Tam. Achrayna Kasu, the B'dievet. Oh, so the Machaber says, Nachal Achmer. You could be makel gondas ben tam mot lader by afil atsmay that you could even personally live there vehem besit savon mitigon akaris may be kablanas ti shlat be dieve de shakma binyan. That's what we said earlier. Also, you could, if you made the materials that we said it was also a problem arisayin, still you could put them into the build, but you could put them into the build khaval shall you can't buy lailam afil akhir. So that's the Machaber. The Machaber says Nachal Lahachmer Shlo Yikon Subay. That means La'olam, Afilu Acherim. Al Mikamakim Motel Lehanas Menu L'Machar Lein Yehudi. A person would be able to sell it. He couldn't be nana from it. Just that he cannot live there. Bal Korchai. Okay, now he's going on the Ramal. The Ramal said if the guy did it Bal Korchai, Ratzalimer She'Aver Al Tenoy She'Hisni Ma Mikaidem Al Kena In Elachas. He doesn't have to worry about it. He does not even have to be meichel. He sees the guy, he passes by, he sees the guy working on Shabbos. He doesn't have to stop him. He made up in the beginning, finished. Came Muchach Mardchai, Veriv, that's Mariv, Shehem Mikar Dinze, Shehuva Beis Yosef, Lukama, Nechem Muchach Mibi Agro. There's no din you have to be meichel b'shas ma'is. Va'ayim b'mogen Avram, Shemefakvik ba'oid b'dinze. I'm going to be very, very, very upset about this din. The kibon shu mechaber, since it's mechaber, have milsa b'fahesia. Mechaber means that everybody knows it's Yisrael. Have milsa b'fahesia, and it's he's doing it publicly. Ikech shoda derayim shalo yedu shehisne. People don't realize that he was masne. So it was vayter chshaz. What's the same chshaz? Rim bel yiraba neskash al ikra din shaz shal amadche al kain ein lahakul bazeh. Lamaizis should be meikal ella yira limchais loy lamanim impulase. Shemoicha and stop him from working for you on Shabbos. Chazav al yiraba the mikomakim nira shein sarach litim on mois kdei sheifseku. You don't have to stop. You don't have to tell them. You have to pay them off to stop them from working. Kivin she bekachis nemitchila benirtzu lekach ad kan dvarav. Like, you don't have to pay him off. You try to stop it. Mashma l'shoyne the imloy hisne mitchila ein david me'achos b'var. Oh, but it's mashma. Interesting diuk. Let's say he didn't make up to begin with. It didn't say in the beginning you don't work on Shabbos. Then and he goes ahead and he comes on Shabbos and the guy's working and he tells him stop. And the guy doesn't want to stop. So it's mashma that there's not enough with a macha. Then he has to actually pay him off to stop in that case.
It's working for him.
Huh?
It's working for him then.
There you go. The nira shetamai, the pasha. Ah, the pshat is because he's pashav. I have a little hasis mitchila. Tzarech in ladina.
What's tzarech in ladina? Put
in the contract not to work on Shabbos. People do that. Okay. Maisa in Bialochi, he said that this is a pshat in the Al Yiraba. Maisa is not very happy with it. So that's why he's blab Sarachi and Ladina. Okay, Dalit. Okay, that's good. Well, Dalit. Meleches Fahesia. Let's say he's doing something with Fahesia, feel with Metatlin, even immovable items. Keep going, Sfina, Haidu al Yisrael. Let's say you have his car. Yacht. Oh, car. It's a car. But okay, a big item.
A dock. You know what a dock is? It's a car and a boat.
So it's a big item. So people, everyone knows it belongs to Yisrael, right? It says on it. It says on it. On the side of the boat, it says Schwartz or whatever. I don't know. It says Sprinza. Yeah, on the side of the boat, right? So Haidul Yisrael Dina Kemay Malachas Mechuber. So the din is it has the same status as Malachas Mechuber. Right, same status Malachas Mechuber because since it's Yidua, so Mela, something to do about it. So Mela, you have to stop. You can't. It's the same problem and it's the same Meir sign. So the Mishnah Berurah, Yidul Yisrael, Eid Meir Shai says Sabir Shus Yisrael. We're not talking about where he's actually doing it in the property of the Yisrael. And the Ihachi, I feel how Yadina Irak Matat Kematat Lunda Alma Kamkin Haya Aser. So even if it was regular metadlin, it would still be aser because the muchach simmerishon base said base. Dafim metadlin aser ma'isa isab b'shus Yisrael. Even regular metadlin, that it's not people don't know it's Yisrael's. It still will be aser if he's doing it in his property. Elamari shalod b'base. We're talking about where it's not in his house, and still it's a problem. By Magen Avram the Shaira Chayim the Dafim ma'isa sasvina b'mokim galuy mafursim. But he does it in the port right, over there off the dock. So. Then it's a problem. The imtzitzina in lachmer bezek, but if he does it, b'tzina in his shipyard in lachmer bezek, the muchach b'simin reishin beis siv gimel. Okay, next. Hey, imsochen Yehuda l'shoni l'shtayim. If he rented out the goy for a year or two, sheyichtiv loy oshirig loy beg. He should write him letters, or He should sew for him. He's his personal tailor. Areza koisev bari b'Shabbos. He's able to write and weave on Shabbos. Kilu katzis ima shiichtiv leisefer asherig leibeged. As if he it was a contract. Basically, as if he had a contract with him. Shoyze b'chol ish yirtze. Because he could do it whenever he wants. He gives him a job. He has to make him a three-piece suit tailored to his needs. And he gives him 3 weeks to do it, and if he does it on Shabbos, that's his own business. That's all if he doesn't reckon every day. He doesn't start making cheshbon every single day. Make sure he works every day. He also can't do it in the house of Israel. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Talk to Mishnah Berurah. She yichtev lo kasa magen Avram. What's the case? What are the cases we're talking about here? Kavanas haRambam, keder chasar. This is the sheet. He's quoting the Rambam. He's bringing the Rambam. The pshat in the Rambam is keder chasarim sheyish lahem soifim yuchad eichait miyuchad. Right, the big king. King has his royal scribe. The royal scribe. He sits there and does nothing, and he waits for the king. He waits on the king's beck and call, and whenever the king brings his bell, boom, he shows up and he writes what he wants him to. Right. So now, or he has his royal tailor, he does nothing until he's told to do something. Whenever he says, he drops everything and writes. If not, he says the space is out. That's why it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Why? He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Stop. He can do it tomorrow. Right? Because why can he do it tomorrow? Because that's what he's trying to say. He's saying he's going to have time tomorrow. He's not busy. This is his only job. So he could just go ahead and do it tomorrow. He has absolutely no problem doing it tomorrow. He has time and he's no other responsibilities. So this is what he does. There's no harvacha that which he makes on, he does it on Shabbos. But if he gives him a job, he's always sewing, always writing. And even the Rambam will ask him, it does us do it on Shabbos. Even if he wastes a few minutes, he's not sitting there by his cam. What's it called? Something cam. Making sure that he's sitting there every second. Male is a problem that which he does it on Shabbos. So that's the Shita's Magen Avraham. That's pshat number one in the Rambam. Pshat number two in the Rambam is the Taz. Me'ataz mashma, the gambach haigavna chashav l'aram kablonas, kivin shein amakbar alav shal emyavat v'leizayim. since at the end of the day he's not makbid if he's mevatel for a day, so Mela, he doesn't care. He's not going to care if he takes off for Shabbos. So Mela, not a problem. If he's makbid every single day, he has to work. That's pashut. Then he's telling him to work on Shabbos. That's for sure also. So Mela, the Rambam's talking about in a case where he's supposed to say the right. Well, he's arguing with the Magen Avraham in a case, again, the Machlokes Taz, the Magen Avraham, is in a case where he's going to be busy every day writing. And so if he can't push it off, he can't push it off till tomorrow, because tomorrow he has a different job.
He needs every day.
So therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, it'll be Aser, because the Yisrael will be Marviach. And according to the Taz, it'll be Mutter, because
it's still Kabbalanus.
Because it's still Kabbalanus, and it's still... he could take off a day. If he takes off a day, that's fine. So it's not makbid.
He'll be able to catch up.
So I guess the Bukhari will be able to catch up. I guess. I think both of you is what he's about to say. Let's say he gives him a deadline. And he says, you need to finish this baguette or this sefer. You have to write the whole sefer in this amount of time. Who can makbid? Then he's a makbid. You should do it the extra ligmar. If it's impossible to finish, unless he works on Shabbos, he has to work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So then it's impossible. And then if that's pasha, then it's aser. Maybe he stays up all night, he could technically do it. As if he's telling him to do it on Shabbos. That's what you're saying, that Lamais, he has to be able to fit it in. Obviously, if he can't fit it in, it's not again, then he's clearly telling him to do it on Shabbos. And male, that is going to be aser. And it's just one more Mishnah Berurah. He could either write for him or he's weaving for him. He will do it on Shabbos.